Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rick Maurer's here, too. Rick is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the guys we turn to when we want to get smarter. He's the guy who's helped us understand the concept of leading change, not just managing it, not just understanding it, not just accepting it, not just appreciating it, not just valuing it. We have to lead change. Right, Rick Maurer?
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
Come on, work with me, Rick. I need you.
Okay, yeah, no, I do. Now.
Pick up the pace.
I couldn't agree with you more, Bip. Jim.
We're going into the bonus round, Rick. You're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit.
I just have never heard so many words.
It's a talk show, man. What do you think you were going to get in?
I know. No, that's, I love it.
Why don't you want what I want is one of my constant refrains here in my business. And it's the title of his book. Is one of my favorites, Rick Maurer's book, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. That sounds like Crossing the Rubicon, doesn't it? That's another one of his books.
Yeah,
he's our good friend, Rick. Thanks again for being here. So, change, you've done more to help us understand how to lead change than anybody. And you're here with another installment of that education. No quizzes today, by the way, folks. Unless you're not paying attention, then we might throw a pop quiz in here. So, Rick, you say that questions, the right kind of questions, are critical to affect change.
Yeah, and let me just for your listeners, I mean, you can be thinking of like really big changes, but any time you need to influence somebody else to do something different, I mean, that's a change.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought of as I was working with my clients over the past year is that there are a couple basic questions that we always ask, and that is, you know, what do we need from those people? I mean, that's a pretty obvious one. And then how likely am I to get it? And those seem reasonable, and asking those questions get us to go, oh, yeah, there's a gap between what I need and, you know, what they're likely to do, and then you can come up with strategies. All of that's fine, but I started to realize there's a third question that I was assuming, but often doesn't get asked, and that's kind of the killer question. So the first one is, are people, you know, what kind of support do I need? Do I need money, time, whatever? How likely am I to get it? So what's this gap? But the third one is, am I willing to be influenced by them? And often, yeah, we don't ask that question, and that can get us into trouble. And I heard a story.
If we don't ask ourselves that question.
Exactly. Because if I'm not willing to be influenced by you, like the reason you might be resisting or the reason you might say, gee, I don't have time right now, if I'm not willing to at least take in where Jim is right now, my options for influencing you go way down.
See, that's just crazy talk, because that sounds like I might be wrong, Rick.
No. I would never say
that's
that.
That's just crazy talk. If I might be influenced by you, then that obviously means my idea, that you got a better idea than me. That's just crazy talk.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, I like.
Isn't that what happens? Isn't that how it works?
It is. Yeah, and sometimes you know, we get this belief that once we get an idea in our head and we're the boss, that of course it's a great idea, mm-hmm. and so all I need to do is explain it. And if I keep that little bubble there in my head, then my only options, if I'm not willing to be influenced by the other people, my only options are to try to force them to do it, mm-hmm. Which has its consequences in the workplace, because you really start to kill loyalty. I know that the next person you're talking to is going to be talking about engagement. That kills engagement. You know, if you're not willing to be influenced by them, or, you know, taking what they got to say, you know, people are going to find someplace else to work,
right?
If they can. So you got a choice.
Yeah,
if you're going
to have people, but here's the thing though: if you're going to have people that can influence you, so that you can ask yourself, are you prepared to be influenced? You have to hire those people first. You can't, in other words, you have to hire people who are willing to have those ideas and who are willing to speak truth to power, so to speak.
Well,
right?
Yeah, you do. That would be great. But let's take who we got right now. I mean, one thing, let me give you an example. It's not a business example, but I heard it the other day and it really stuck with me. There was a family on an airplane, and the one kid was a special needs kid, and I'm not sure what all was going on, but he got out into the aisle, and he just started screaming and crying, and it's now, you know, the captain says it's time, everybody has to be in their seat and have their seatbelt before we're getting ready for landing, and the kid wouldn't move. I mean, he's just, and then he's laying on the floor, and people were doing, you know, the flight attendants, everybody's trying to do stuff to make this kid or talk him into going back. And nothing was working. And finally, a flight attendant said, are there any teachers here who work with special needs kids? And this one woman says, yeah. And she said, can you give us any advice? And she said, let me try something. And she laid down on the floor with the kid. So she's facing the kid and goes, hi, what's your name?
What's up?
Yeah, my name's Sally. And saying, God, you know, and they just get talking, you know, about stuff. And then she said, you know, I really am enjoying talking with you. I'd be more comfortable if we were up in a seat. How about you? The kid goes, sure. And they get in the seat. And in the meantime, the plane has been circling the airport because it's not allowed to land.
Wow.
And what this teacher did is she was willing to take in this kid first. She wasn't.
And lay down on that nasty floor, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I know, man. Well, so sometimes you got to lay. That's your next book title, Lay Down on the Nasty Floor. But it's that willingness to go, huh, what does the world look like through your eyes? And it doesn't mean you get all therapeutic or you make it, but it's that curiosity about the other person that allows for engagement, allows for people to go, wow,
right,
God, he's really paying attention.
Well, this question, am I willing to be influenced by what, if I go to my team and say, hey guys, I've been thinking about this, and this is what I'm excited about. I'm concerned about. What do you think? You're saying before we go there, we should say to ourselves, am I willing to be influenced by what they say? For example, if they push back on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if they say, good idea, boss, but what if we turn left instead of right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't mean you have to follow everything you're hearing. You can say, you know, to take the meeting you just set up, you could say, hey, folks, I've been thinking about this idea.
Hold that thought, but when we come back, can you help us do some things to make sure that they ask that they give us that feedback?
Can we do that? Try, sure.
After these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Right back with Rick Maurer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.